Well, good morning again. O come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy his consolations. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So this is day 4 of Thy Kingdom Come. If you'll remember, Thy Kingdom Come is the time between the Ascension and Pentecost. And one of this study was started in the Church of England and has spread, it's spread nationwide and worldwide. And the whole thing, the premise is to pray for 5 people that you think need prayer, that you think need Jesus, and to wear a band with 5 knots in it representing the 5 people that you're praying for. They also say that you can pray beyond 5 days if it suits you. So what does it mean to pray for 5? What does it mean to pray for someone else? It means that you are an advocate for the Holy Spirit, just as the Holy Spirit is an advocate for you, in that you go into the world and tell people the good news. So I have to take a minute here and tell you that I have quite a lot of notes here, but I've kind of decided not to preach them, so be careful. Don't boo me or throw anything. Seriously. So every day, if you go to the website, you know, normally I've had those novenas and the prayer journals, and this year I ordered them, but it was like $100 to ship them from England. So I have something in your bulletin for you, and we'll talk a little bit more about that before I sit down. So every day in Scripture, there's examples of the Scripture, and then a gift, a promise, a difference, and a prayer. So let's just talk about prayer for a minute. Most of this is on the handout I gave you in your bulletin. Prayer is not a one-time event. Prayer is the key to an ongoing relationship with God, a conversation, if you will. Today is day 4 of Thy Kingdom Come. So for a second, we'll just maybe glance at what are some of the types of prayer. And the first one is, it gives you the scriptural reference if you want to look it up. Worship, thanksgiving, faith, intercession, prayer, consecration, and Holy Spirit. The most popular kind of grouping of types of prayer is called the 5-finger method. And if you remember a few weeks ago, I couldn't remember what the 5th one was, but I got them now because I've got them written down. So pray for those close to you. Pray for those who teach, instruct, or heal. Pray for the leaders in charge of government, business, and community. Pray for the weak, the sick, and those in trouble. And pray for your own needs after lifting up others. Take a minute and write them down. Write down the 5 people that you are praying for. Now, prayer doesn't mean just saying something about them when you're prayer time. It also means doing something about it. It means contact with them as a friend or as an acquaintance. Don't have to say, hey, do you know Jesus? That usually doesn't work very well. But you can be the example of who Jesus was to others by the way you act towards others. So what's important about celebrating and acknowledging the Ascension and Pentecost? That's a good question. So Pentecost, well, let's go step back. The Ascension is when Jesus goes back up to heaven. And up until this point, after his resurrection, First of all, the apostles were dumbfounded, scared, and they hid. And then Jesus showed up, and they were excited. But if you note, all the things that they did during that time were just Jesus and the disciples. And he taught them, and he helped them to understand what it was to accept what he was going to give us, the gift of the Holy Spirit. The gift of the Holy Spirit, Pentecost, empowered these apostles to call others. 3,000 were baptized that day, to call others to come to Jesus and to know the truth. And they became leaders of the church. And Peter claimed his rightful spot as the rock of the church, just as God had predicted, promised. So I'm just going to, for each day, just give you a little, and I also have the website on the handout where you can go. I was going to try and set it up here this morning, but it just was too close. But what I want you to watch especially is day one with the new Archbishop of Canterbury and her talk. There's others. They're all moving and excellent. The scripture, we read it already, not today, but let's see if I'll read the whole thing. On one occasion while he was eating with them, Jesus gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. It's easy when we consider the state of the world to slip into a place of despair or hopelessness. Watching the news, I don't even watch it. But difficulty isn't just in the world. It's in our own community. And it's in our churches and our homes. I'm not saying that each one of us has difficulty in those areas, but what I am saying is that when we start blaming all the stuff in the world that's not right, we overlook the opportunity to self-examine our relationship with Jesus and call on the Holy Spirit to help us through. And we always are saying, oh, if Jesus was just here with us, doing what he did, everything would be just fine. But Jesus knew he would be going from them. And he couldn't stay. Well, I mean, he probably could have. But he couldn't, because what he gave to the apostles, the disciples, and what he gives to us is the gift of eternal life and the gift of forgiveness. So if he stuck around, he certainly couldn't have eternal life. Well, he could have. So Jesus is our witness. And we have witnessed his love firsthand in the readings and the things that the Spirit has given us. The difference in our lives makes us witnesses to the gospel. So the prayer for day four today is: pray that the Spirit will make you effective as a witness to your 5 loved ones. One of the scriptures, again, this is in your handout, is from Genesis, and how God created the world, and how God's Spirit hovered over the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. As some human beings, we like to consider ourselves that we did something good to earn God's love for us. But that is not the case. God's love is unconditional, and we can't earn it, and we can't end it. It doesn't matter what you've said or what you've done. Jesus is still there for you. And you can find satisfaction in your life and in your home and hopefully in the world. on day three, and I'm going through these because I'm pretty sure that I didn't do a good job of reminding you every day to look at them. There's all kinds of really, really good stuff about things that are happening around the world to bring Jesus into light. The third day was the scripture talking about Ruth and how she refused to leave when her mother-in-law lost everything. That was Naomi, sorry. Ruth is the mother-in-law. Naomi is the child. Naomi was suffering. She'd had a horrible, horrible loss. She was not in her own home, which was Bethlehem, and she fled when her husband died, leaving her with two sons, and then her sons died. I can't imagine the depth of her grief. And she figured her daughters-in-law would go their way, but Ruth wasn't having it, and she stayed. And she tells us that shows us the promise and how friendship, simple friendship, can make our lives. To have a commitment to others through thick and thin, no matter what, makes the difference. These friends of yours or acquaintances that you have marked on your bracelet remind us of how important it is to commit ourselves in friendship and in relationships. And then the prayer for that day is, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our God, give us that love which can never cease, that will kindle our lamps but not extinguish them, that they may burn in us and enlighten others. Do we really understand what it means to carry the light of Christ within us and for that light of Christ to be able to be seen and interpreted by others? It's a question of just saying, yeah, I believe, and working on that. Again, when you're praying for these five people, you can also pray for the things that are stumbling blocks for you. That if it was switched, what would those five people pray for you? So gifts, scriptures, and promises are all things that we can get from the Thy Kingdom Come ministry. So I urge you to let the difference that would bring your five friends, if they were to hear God through his scripture, call their name, encourage you to pray that they will indeed. And the prayer for this day is, O Lord, our God, give us by your Holy Spirit a willing heart and a ready hand to use all your gifts to your praise and glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Like I said at the beginning, prayer is not something that's one and done. You don't just get up in the morning and say, my line is, good morning, Lord, thank you for another day in the kingdom, and then go about your business, which I often do. It's to get up in the morning and see the whole day as a gift. The whole day as a gift. To pray for one another constantly. One of my favorite places to pray is the car. Nobody around. And I just have a little conversation with Jesus. This isn't going so well so far, okay? Let's change this. I mean, my dryer died last night. This is very inconvenient. But prayer is about relationship with God. And if you had a really, really good friend or a spouse or a partner or whatever, and something was up with them, you'd want to pray for them, not just one time. See, prayer, and you probably know this, but I still got to say it. Prayer is how we connect with God. There's one of those fun songs that says, I am a friend of God, and God is a friend of mine. When you have a good friend, you reach out to them. You call them, see how they're doing. You look forward to seeing them. You talk with them, whether it's on the phone or by text or by email. However it is, you communicate with them. That's what God wants. God wants us to communicate. And if we just stop and listen, God will communicate back to us. People say, no, it's not happening, but I'm telling you, it is happening. God is happening. God is happening. So I encourage you to go to the website for Thy Kingdom Come and listen to and read some of the prayers and the programs around the world that are working to bring Jesus into the world, to proclaim the gift of Jesus and the promise of eternal life. Come, Holy Spirit. I always do this. You guys are so patient with me. I have too many pieces of paper. So we already prayed the prayer to the Holy Spirit once, and if I can get to the right page, we're going to pray it again. I get A+ for disorganization this morning. Of course, that's usually the case. All right, well, it's not in the right step. Oh, there it is. See? Persist. Thank you, Jesus. So we've talked about there's some lists that are set that say there's 7 types of prayer. There's some that say there are 9. There's some there are 5 with the 5-finger reminder that you can use. But again, prayer is conversation with God. It really doesn't matter what kind of prayer it is. Oh, is that a prayer of faith or is that a prayer of intercession? Well, I don't know and don't care, but God knows and does care. The point is all God wants from us is to be in touch. We're not perfect. We're not always going to be right. O come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Holy Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may truly be wise and ever enjoy his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Next Sunday is Pentecost. We're going to have some fun. We're going to celebrate that the Holy Spirit comes to us as a gift from God through the promise of Jesus, and it empowers us to go out into the world and proclaim the good news, and it protects us, and it comforts us. The Holy Spirit's presence in our lives is everything that Jesus might be or God might be, because the Holy Spirit is part of that Trinity. I think I've said enough. I was going to say something else. I can't wait to see the recording of this sermon. Might have to do some cuts there, Chris. But this is, it's odd because I've been so close. I have felt close to the Holy Spirit and the things that are going on in my life. And I have felt empowered, like the disciples were, to bring the love of Jesus into the lives of others. And I want you to know that some of the people I prayed for last year have come to Christ. Amen.